Delighted to be joined by Donegal manager Michael McCann. Michael, coming down here this afternoon, it was probably always a little bit of a danger. There could be an ambush. It was last chance saloon for Roscommon, but you must be delighted with the victory.
Yeah, you were thinking an ambush. They're taking us here. They had a throw bring ads today because it's the last shot for them, really. And when the game was moved to Ass League, you thought, right, okay, they're really setting up for a really shift of work and taking it out of Hyde Park. But we played here before and we got ourselves ready for it. And I felt on the day we played well, maybe. A couple of bad goals near the end, but I think we were comfortable most of that second half, you know.
Roscommon started well, opened up, it tested you. It took you a while maybe to find your form, your rhythm. You led by 3 at half time. The crucial score in the first half, the goal by Ronan McDermott.
Yeah, great finish for Ronan, and he gets them goals for us, and he's been superb for us today. Maybe 1-4, 1-5 in play, which is a big return. And look, when you players like that, and Nae McKinney, Conor Gertland, and Declan Coulter, and all popping in with scores, and Jared Gilmore coming off the bench, you know, we kept the scoreboard going well. Dara Malija, felt with a good spread of scores throughout the team.
He had 11, Michael.
11 scores there just to show it, and you know, that's a great return today, and the subs all added something to it. So, look, we were expecting a tough game. They started well, and the spaces, they looked good up front, to be honest, but. We got to grips with them and we built from there, and we knew to see the storm out in the first 35 minutes, and hopefully we push on. It panned out that way, you know. I felt we had a wee bit of fitness over them, and it showed near in the last second half, you know.
How important has it been operating in Division 2B coming into the Nicky Racker Cup Championship? Because at this stage in the Championship, yourselves and Wicklow look far superior forces, look to be a long way ahead of the remaining teams in the Championship. So it looks like now yourselves and Wicklow could take a couple of weeks holidays and prepare for the But it's going to be the Nicky Racker Cup final between the two of 6-6.
Yeah, well, we've still left to play next week, and look, we'll be getting into hot favours, and everybody will be tagging us. But the same Louth team scored 117 against Roscommon, so we'll be taking nothing for granted, and we'll do the same homework in Louth as we have for every other team. And you know, we have to win that one to guarantee the final spot. And if so, you did, the last game would probably be a dead rubber against Wicklow, where both teams were qualified. So very important we get the result against Louth, and that'll set us for a final in against Wicklow, you'd think, you know.
What pleased you most this afternoon?
Probably just the work rate, intensity. You know, we've made mistakes, but just the young boys in that team, you know, a lot of boys, they're 19 and 20, and they're really stepping up for us, you know, and add a wee bit of experience. And then the subs coming off the bench, adding something, it's always good, and keeping pressure on the boys on the pitch that there's somebody else looking for the jersey. And that's what we have at the moment, you know. If we can keep injury free, and we've still Danny Cullen and Richie Ryan to come back into the fray, and they're not far away either. So, look, hopefully we'll have a big spread of players to pick from in the next couple of weeks.
And when you go to training Tuesday night, what will be the negative points from the lads you'll be saying you'll have to work on now as you come up the closing furlong of the Championship?
Probably just switching off near the end, you know, with the two goals, just one come from a short free end, and stuff wouldn't happen in the first half or in a tight game. I just felt we got a wee bit lackadaisical in defence, you know, for the two goals, and we'll address that, but overall we're all happy coming here, you know, and getting a good victory.